Okay, baby, it's time for our pre-show here. We got a very cool show for you today. Where is the microphone, Phil? Is it at zero, bitch, or where do you have the mic? One, two, three. Why does this goddamn level change every fucking show? Hold on. And Dr. Sadler?
Yeah, Dr. Jim Sadler here. Phil, the phone should be at minus 10. Why don't you get that?
I got it now.
Okay. So I'm going to be on today talking about the psychological, and I'm also going to be on with Vernon Dozier, Coach.
Vernon Dozier here, Phil. I think it's interesting. I wanted to jump on because I knew you were going to have the doctor on to talk about the psychological effects of this hurricane Milton that you seem to want to talk a lot about.
I want to talk a lot about it because I have listeners who live in Florida, in the southeast. Jackie's down there.
Well, I understand.
You have concerns for Jackie's safety?
No, not really. I think she's going to be fine.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I was going to say that Milton, in many ways, reminds me of me, because if you fool around with Milton and you don't do what you're supposed to do, it'll throw you into the street.
Oh, wait, hold on for a minute, just a minute.
You see where I'm going?
Yeah. So you're saying if I don't do what you want me to do, you'll throw me in the street?
That's right.
I don't like the, Mr. Henry, I don't like the inference.
Well, why would you threaten that, Dr. Sadler?
I'm not threatening anybody or anything. But if I get rubbed the wrong way, I'll pick someone up and throw them in the street.
And that's if I don't do your bidding.
I'm not saying if you don't do my bidding, but okay.
Oh, boy.
What's the problem, Coach?
It sounds like I'm going to be his jail bitch. If I don't lube up.
I didn't say that, you freak.
Well,
but if we were in that situation, yes.
You'd force yourself sexually on me or you'd throw me in the street.
That's right.
Jesus Christ. Better not go there. We're not going to make a joke out of rape. Don't do that, Phil. Please. I won't. All right. So we have Dr. Zed, and then we're going to start off with Frank Gray and Steve Bozell. Frank? As Frank Gray fell in September of 2021, I tried to explain to this man that's going to come in. Come on in, Steve. Steve, come on in.
Thank you.
I tried to explain to you, Steve, and you still don't get why it is people in golf have the higher score and they don't win.
No, I'm saying you didn't explain it good.
All right, this is from when?
This is from back in September 2021, Mr. Henry, when Mr. Gray, I don't play golf.
I play a lot of golf.
Okay, so you should understand.
All right, so that's what we're going to do there. So Frank and Steve, and then Dr. Jim Sadler and Vernon Dozier. Let me see here. I haven't had Frank on in a while, have we? Jackie and I are watching a show. I don't like it. I don't like this show we're watching. I think it's boring. I think it's derivative. It really sucks, in my opinion. It's a show called Evil. You guys know the show Evil? It sucks. It's the most derivative, predictable shit. Demons. Are they real? Or are they just someone's imagination? Well, there's the priest, and there's the skeptic, and the skeptic is being proven wrong, and she's kind of skeptical. She isn't sure. Is she dreaming? Does she see a demon? You know, is it an artifact on the digital recording, or is it actually an angel that they're seeing? And this just goes on and fucking on. There's one character that's kind of interesting. He's a psychopathic psychiatrist who seems to know more than he should. Maybe he's a demon. And the very skeptical, what is she? She's a psychologist. Is she a psychologist? She's very skeptical, but she's gradually being beaten into submission that maybe there are demons. I can predict every move this show is going to make. And those kinds of shows I hate. I get it. I know. Here's the guy. Wants to be a priest. He's tortured by demons. There is one kind of unusual scene where he drinks psilocybin tea and starts tripping. That's part of his spiritual... It's part of his spiritual process to go ahead and take hallucinogenics. But it's boring. But I'm watching it because Jackie wants to watch it. And she's sitting and waiting on this fucking hurricane. Now, right now, as I speak to you guys, this what night is this? Monday night? No, this is Tuesday night. So the hurricane's supposed to make landfall tomorrow afternoon. By the time it reaches her on the Atlantic coast, it should be a 1. That's what I'm seeing now, and I'm not going to hold the weather. You can't hold a weather guide prediction because weather changes, but it should be a category 1. From what now looks like it made landfall as a 3, not a 4. I know it's a 5 out in the Gulf, but it looks like they're saying it'll dwindle down, you know, and this is If anything tells you that there is a global climate change happening, I lived in Florida, as I mentioned to you guys yesterday, many, many years, I never saw one motherfucking hurricane. I know there were hurricanes, they just didn't happen to touch me, and it wasn't something, you know, that we, like weekly you were having a Category 4 or a 5. And now you got two quick Category 4 storms, one, Helene, that already danced off of Tampa and slammed right into Tallahassee, doing God knows what damage. And now we got another one that's a week fucking later. They haven't even had time to pick the fucking debris up off the streets of Tampa. They haven't even had time to pick up debris that is now going to be airborne at 160 fucking miles an hour. And I've been in the broadcast business 50 years, which means I've been close to news departments my whole fucking career. I've seen and heard and read and at times been in the news department. And I have not seen such a flurry of hurricane activity as I have this year. Now, turn this motherfucker off. And let's see what we got here now.
Let's see what we have here for starters.
Overdosing Rosie, you're a very dangerous.
I hate that song. I wish there was. That would be fantastic if there weren't vocals. Love that song. One, two. Let's see. This is Art Griebley again. Wait, who is our